As I shared in the beginning of our worship service, our theme today is peace. And one of those clear ways that peace is given to us is when we receive the forgiveness of our sin. And so we take a moment to do just that, leaning on God's loving approach to us and his open arms to always forgive us when we confess our sin. So that we may experience the peace of sins forgiven, let us come before our Lord with humble hearts as we confess together. Gracious Father, we have all sinned and fallen short of your glory by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We have broken your commands and have not accomplished your plans for our lives. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, you alone give us the redemption and restoration that we need. Through the work of Jesus, the Word made flesh, do for us what is impossible apart from you. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us so that we may follow your plan for our lives and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. We take a few moments for personal reflection, looking forward to God's forgiveness. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, I announce the grace of God to you. This grace is abundant, eternal, and this grace is for you. Jesus went to Calvary where he took upon himself all of your sin. In his name, your sins are forgiven and forgotten forever. Amen. Amen. We take some time to hear God's word from 2 Samuel and Luke chapter 1.